I've always been intrigued with the private sector approach to education and some of the restrictions off, if you will, some of the encumbrances of federal laws, state laws, and everything else.
Former Pace High School principal Frank Lay founded LEAD Academy in 2013. LEAD is an acronym for Leadership, Enthusiasm, Attitude, and Discipline. Currently, kindergarten through the fourth grade, plans are to move from its present location on Berry Hill Road to a 30-acre site on Shamukla Highway and expand to K through 12.
It's cleared property, has a turn lane already, and it also has an access road, which are big items when you come to building. It's right now on the outskirts of Pace, per se, but in the days ahead, it will be part of the community.
In 2008, Lay was at the center of a lawsuit filed by the ACLU on behalf of two Pace High School students, alleging that school officials, including Lay, promoted religion and led prayers at school events in violation of constitutional separation of church and state. A subsequent consent decree ended the lawsuit in 2009. Under it, prayer in school is allowed if it's student-led, with no direct involvement by faculty and staff. Lay retired and said founding a private school had been on his heart since then.
The lawsuit was some motivation, you know, as I exited public education. And then I, from a spiritual standpoint as well, I felt like, you know, let's do over and do better. And, you know, it just kind of evolved out of all that.
LEAD, which has grown from 25 students in 2013 to more than 200 today, is faith-based and classified as evangelical Christian. But Lay says there are students there who follow non-Christian religions and some who follow no religion at all.
We have parents that are atheists, but they want their child in a safe, comfortable, secure environment first. And then they want to know that they're cared for and loved and nurtured and that they're going to be pushed on academically and given every opportunity for success.
We are a school quite different from the LEAD Academy in many respects when it comes to philosophy and those sorts of things, because we have the kids there that have been alternatively placed by Santa Rosa County Schools.
School administration appears to run in the Lay family. Frank's daughter, Kara, is principal at Learning Academy Charter School in Milton. She says they also try to instill the LEAD philosophy.
Obviously, that works at any level. If you're 50 or 5, if you follow those types of character traits, that you end up, you know, in a better way. There are students that have run into difficulties over the years, absences, parent death, foster children, students that just have been in some trouble. We try to get them back on track.
As Learning Academy receives state and federal funding, LEAD is totally private and does not. Frank Lay says one of their major projects now is getting full accreditation.
We're in the process of that. We're under the umbrella of Association of Christian Schools internationally, and we're working our way through that as well. We've got a team visit coming up next year. We're way into it. Looking good. Things are working out.
Another major issue, since LEAD Academy is private, is funding. Lay says only 10 to 15% of the population will send their kids to a private school. That means they have to do some marketing.
We have to have a plan. We have to approach people and say, hey, give us your business. We'll give you a good service. And so that's been a challenge. Our income base is tuition. We fight that as well. Where do we set it? Because if it's too high, they won't come. If it's too low, you cost yourself.
The target date for completion of the new facility on Shamukla Highway is late 2018. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.